Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Homer Price by Robert McCloskey, narrated by John McDonough.
Chapter 1. The Case of the Sensational Scent. About 2 miles outside of Centerburg, where Route 56 meets Route 56A, there lives a boy named Homer. Homer's father owns a tourist camp. Homer's mother cooks fried chicken and hamburgers in the lunchroom and takes care of the tourist cabins, while his father takes care of the filling station. Homer does odd jobs about the place. Sometimes he washes windshields of cars to help his father, and sometimes he sweeps out cabins or takes care of the lunchroom to help his mother. When Homer isn't going to school or doing odd jobs or playing with other boys, he works on his hobby, which is building radios. He has a workshop in one corner of his room where he works in the evenings. Before going to bed at night, he usually goes down to the kitchen to have a glass of milk and cookies, because working on radios makes him hungry. Tabby, the family cat, usually comes around for something to eat, too. One night, Homer came down and opened the icebox door and poured a saucer of milk for Tabby and a glass of milk for himself. He put the bottle back and looked to see if there was anything interesting on the other shelves. He heard footsteps and felt something soft brush his leg, so he reached down to pet Tabby. When he looked down, the animal drinking the milk certainly wasn't a cat. It was a skunk. Homer was startled just a little.